passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternatives and solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Forget about the usual tourist tours of London. Now you can do some sightseeing and learn about London's environmental credentials at the same time. Catherine Baker is from Green London.
The tour runs from Trafalgar Square down through Horse Guards Parade, through St James's Park, past the Cabinet War Museums, past Methodist Central Hall and Westminster Abbey. We go and take a little look at Brian Hoare down there on Westminster Square, go past the Houses of Parliament and down to the Thames.
And how on earth do I learn about the environment when I'm seeing all those big famous sites?
It's a very good question. The tour is all about how London applies to our global environment. So there's so many ways we are in such a big metropolis city, and of course everything we do impacts on the environment. For example, Trafalgar Square, you can really see London at its most there, all those people teeming around, over 7 million people in London. And you know, we're standing right behind the National Portrait Gallery. We've got housing, social housing, fine dining, galleries, all this sort of thing in London, and yet we've still got 25,000 people in the world dying of hunger-related causes each day. So it's really interesting to see the comparison between the two.
What about Horse Guards Parade? What do you learn there?
Well, we look all at traffic-related things there, because, of course, at Horse Guards Parade, we've got how we used to travel in past times, and we can take a good look at the horses there and stuff like that. And there was environmental problems related to that previously. Actually, in 1819, the Times had an article out, and there was actually a global planning conference, because all the world's major capital cities were having a massive problem with horse manure. There was a big worry that London would end up 9 feet deep in horse manure, but obviously environmental problems can sometimes be solved, and in the next century the horse and cart was gone and the car came along, and that removed all worries of London ending up buried in horse manure.
But of course brought its own environmental problems at the same time.
Exactly, and that's what we look at there, because transportation, as we know, accounts for 14% of CO2 releases. So hopefully with electric transportation and new technologies, we're going to see a similar advance in how we're travelling now.
And what about as you walk through St James's Park? It's a beautiful park, but what can it teach us about the environment?
Well, we use the open space there in St James's Park because we like to engage and do a lot of role playing and stuff like that. So we actually use the open space there firstly to pace out the base, a square metre base of a cubic tonne of CO2, so that we can get a real firm idea of what that looks like. Of course, we're actually emitting about 9.2 tonnes of carbon dioxide per person in the UK, and the planet can only cope with 3. So that's a really interesting thing to look at, because this term a tonne of CO2 is being bandied so much around and nobody knows how to visualise it. So that's a really interesting one. Then we also go and look at the organic garden which they've got there, which comes off of the Cabinet War Museum's Dig for Victory project, and it shows you all about how we used to cope in the war and allotments and so on. But actually it's a perfect way to deal with food miles. It cuts out all your packaging, it cuts out any pesticides and fertilizers and so on. And they've also got a really fabulous green roof there in the park, which is absolutely great to go and take a look at. It's on the building in there called In the Park.
And Anissa, you move down towards the Thames. So what is the Thames going to teach us about the environment?
Well, the Thames really is very, very crucial to London when we're talking about global warming and climate change, because, of course, we are all hammering away in London in our little rat race trying to earn as much money as possible. But the reason that London is really, really relevant to climate change is because we are living here in one of the global financial command centres of the world, along with New York and Tokyo. All the money that we trade for the big oil companies and the big equity houses in stocks and shares in London is, of course, what is progressing global warming and pushing it all forward all the time. But what we don't realise, that if we carry on as we are, the city will eventually stop it for us, because the Thames is just a great backup plan that London has got put up its sleeve. And if we carry on, the Thames will basically flood. And there's actually a hidden river called the Walbrook, which runs straight underneath the financial district. And I mean, if you can imagine, eventually it'll just burst its banks and the whole thing will come rushing straight through the city.
Well, the tour that you've organised, is that something aimed really at tourists, or is it more for Londoners themselves to take part in?
It's for everyone. It's a great way for tourists to see the city. It's a great way for other people in the country to see the city. but it's also aimed at corporate social responsibility groups and company groups and also educational groups, because as well as being great fun and playing some games and messing around a lot, what you actually come away with is the very basic science of climate change, what you actually need to know, how the greenhouse effect works. Because basically, a lot of people making policy and big decisions in this country, not everybody knows the science of climate change, and you can't make decisions on it unless you actually know the basic science. So the tour imparts in a very quick, engaging way what you really need to know about climate change.
That's Catherine Baker from Green London, and there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.